This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The final edition.
I'm going to tell you about a dog I got born in Kansas City.
This week we have sketches about animals. Why not? We've got cats and dogs and a sea animal and bears and a rat and a rabbit. This whole episode needs a bath. This is the final edition Radio Hour.
Man on the street!
United Airlines accounted for a third of animal deaths on U.S. flights in the last 5 years, including a rabbit that was eventually supposed to become the world's largest. The final edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
More like United Hair Lives.
There's your captain speaking. We're gonna kill your dog.
I mean, in United's defense, they did kill the rabbit while they were dragging him off the plane.
In United's defense, the rabbit did not speak English.
To be fair, he had a homemade clock that he made for the science fair.
In United's defense, a United employee needed the seat the rabbit was sitting in.
In United's defense, they didn't see the tea. They thought they were killing a rabbi.
Well, here's like that. Maybe you should have fucking listened.
Ha ha ha. Yes, now my 2-foot-long rabbit will win the state fair. Ha ha ha.
I don't want to judge no one's lifestyles, but I heard that rabbit had like a bunch of different kids with a bunch of different rabbits.
Yeah, I work in baggage claim, and did they write fragile on that rabbit? Because if they didn't, we can't be held accountable.
Last year, United Airlines killed over 3,000 chicken breasts.
Rabbit's feet ain't so lucky, am I right? That thing had 4 of them.
Oh, great. So now we gotta take our rabbits off before we go through security.
From the people who brought you Jaws.
Oh, aren't those sea elephants cute? They're so fat and they're eating all those fish. Oh, jeez.
It's Blubber, the story of a vicious sea elephant that climbs on shore in search of sun and garbage.
Oh my God, he's only a few feet away. Come on, honey, drink your beer, finish your lunch. He'll be on us in about 3 hours.
2 hours later.
He's getting closer. Is he closer? No, wait, I think he fell asleep.
Blubber, you'll never feed them another sardine.
We're downwind from him. Run for it. Oh, jeez.
Attention, this is a public service announcement. The following dog food brands have been recalled. If you purchased any of the following products, please return them to your local grocery store for a full refund. The Alpo Sleepy Time Blend, recalled due to contamination with euthanasia drug pentobarbital. The Purina High Octane Power Blend, now with more iron, recalled because it contains actual nails. And the Yukonuba Smart Food for Smart Dogs Blend, recalled because it may contain shredded copies of The New Yorker. Please note, by listening to this sentence, you hereby affirmatively waive all rights, representations, and warranties, now and in perpetuity, should your dog experience any of the following symptoms. Unscoopable pooping. Bleeding from the face region. Mad dog's disease. Syphilis. Puppy love. Can't fetch anymore. Dog flu. The quickening. Or playing dead, but for real. So please, if you have purchased any of the above listed dog food brands, return them to the grocery store for a refund immediately. Because your dog's life is probably worth $6.75.
I'm living on dog food!
Stop!
And now, the continuing adventures of Captain Bobo, Space Bear. Today's episode, number 23, Be All My Sins Remembered.
Captain Bobo, I'm picking up several ships approaching at high speed. Should we take evasive action? Yes, sir. Ensign Lars, hard to port.
There's too many of them, Lieutenant. They already have us surrounded.
Damn, she's right. What are your orders, Captain Bobo? Salmon? There's no time for that. They're readying weapons. Should we return fire?
We're being hailed.
All right, put it through, communications guy.
Ah, Captain Bobo. We meet again at last.
Emperor Gorblas.
Quiet, lapdog. I'm speaking to your master. Captain Bobo, you are surrounded. Prepare to surrender. Ah, defiance. Very well. My soldiers need target practice. Your surviving crew will become slaves of the Tablecloth Empire.
The Tablecloth Empire?
Shut up! I know what it means in your language. In my language, it's very impressive. Big words. But I hear the fear in your voice, Captain Bobo. Now, say whatever your culture's equivalent of prayers are.
We call them prayers.
Silence! Now, my slave children, open fire!
Is this the grisly end of Captain Bobo? Will the fearless crew escape Emperor Gorblas' steel trap of death? Or will they be forced to bear the yoke of slavery? Find out next week on The Adventures of Captain Bobo, Space Bear!
In our series on First World Problems, the final edition presents Shame of the Family. Reporter Stone Peck has that story.
The Great Recession of 2007 halted many plans people had for their families. One such household is the Richardsons of Manhattan's Upper West Side.
Well, we laid out, I thought, a pretty realistic budget for getting Laura through college, but, you know, now of course everything's on hold.
How old is Laura now?
Almost 9.
Oh, then you still have a lot of time.
Well, not really. 9 is getting a little old for a cat.
Laura is a gray and white striped domestic short hair, upon whom David and Mandy Richardson had placed a great deal of hope and expectation.
I mean, a cat has a brain the size of a walnut. How do you explain to her that she...
She can't go to the good daycare center anymore.
Right, the good daycare, and we can't afford the Swedish veterinarian who's outside our coverage network.
And we can't afford riding lessons now.
You put your cat on a horse.
Well, I couldn't say no to her.
Childless, middle-class pet owners are in a desperate situation. Mavis Hitchens of Bernal Heights in San Francisco can no longer afford simple niceties for her 20 cats. And she says the government and social service agencies are simply ignoring her.
There has never been a time, ever in history, anywhere in the world, that has been as hard as it is right now for me. 10 years ago, I could pay to put them all in decent wedding gowns and bridesmaids' outfits, and I could still get the kittens properly baptized. Now look at them all, pitifully walking around in last year's shoes.
Would you say that this is worse than the Holocaust?
Yes.
When asked about cats in the middle-class safety net, Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, gave this exclusive response to the final edition.
Who is this?
So what do we tell our pets in this era of diminished expectations? As kittens, they were raised to believe they become whatever they set their minds to. Now, they are cats without futures. Lying in the sun, chasing laser pointers. Useless. This is Stone Peck for the final edition.
For coffee sophistication and flavor, go to the wilds of Indonesia, home of the Asian palm civet cat. It eats coffee cherries, condenses their essential flavors, and poops out the finest, most expensive beans in the world. Now we're making this pile of gold commercially available to the American public. So look out, Starbucks. Here comes cat poop coffee. Yes, it's the darkest, richest coffee ever to be plucked from the excrement of an animal and brought steaming hot to your lips. Connoisseurs say the beverage has a soft, chocolatey flavor, lacking the bitterness of regular coffee, and in no way tastes like fecal matter from the intestinal tract of a large rodent.
I can't taste the cat poop at all.
No, I get notes of mango, rambutan, oh, and palm flower sap.
That's not surprising, since those are part of the palm civet's diet. Just ask our mascot, Poopy the Civet Cat.
Hello, I'm here twice a day, handing out free samples and offering discount muffins that I baked with my own two hands.
Feel free to stop by and have Poopy bend over and pour you a fresh one. Hello, welcome to Cat Poop Coffee. How may I help you?
Yeah, can I get a venti cappuccino?
Of course, that'll be $75.
Here you go, lady, and an extra 10 cents for your troubles.
Appreciate it. So if you want to sample the finest coffee ever to be shipped from a critter that's essentially a cross between a raccoon and a skunk, come to Cat Poop Coffee. Our name says it all.
I'm Gary Stetson with this week's Norwich Town Character. And today we're talking to Marty Corwin from the local animal shelter. Marty, you must love your job, being surrounded by puppies and kittens, and I guess you have a few goldfish here.
Oh, we got everything. And I make a point of giving each one a name, even if they're not here long.
30 minutes earlier.
I am your god. Gaze upon me, ye creatures of my shelter. You shall live, and you shall not live.
Marty, be merciful unto them.
Silence, assistant god.
Intern god.
Sorry, intern.
But I could be an assistant god if you found money in the budget.
Gaze upon the hamsters. See how they fear me.
Back to the interview.
So how can members of the community help the local animal shelter?
Well, I know it's a cliche, but spay and neuter your pets. There just aren't enough homes for these animals.
Slightly off topic, is that a poster of Mr. T?
It certainly is. The local library was just going to throw it away, but it fits in perfectly here.
It says, I pity the fool who doesn't read Tolstoy.
And I do.
What were we talking about?
3 days earlier.
I will destroy all the ferrets unless I can find one honest ferret among them.
Found one.
Oh, good.
Back to the interview.
So if somebody wants to adopt a pet, when should they drop by?
Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, Thursdays until 8. Also, we have pizza on Fridays. But don't just come here for the pizza.
Any parting words for our audience?
Just remember our slogan. Be a hero. Get a dog or something.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Barry Lank, the West Coast producer of the Final Edition Radio Hour. We're not even going to try to rationalize the premise of this sketch. What if Scooby-Doo were Hitler?
Rolling! Czechoslovakia and Russia. The ruse rabbed us in the rack. We will round them up and rend them to Ruckenwald, Auschwitz, Rittenberg, and New York.
Out the banking conspiracy was old man Justine all along.
Russie Rowan's running at the Olympics. Ruddy's a regrow.
Mein Führer, we must prepare for D-Day.
D-Day?
No, D-Day.
D-Day?
No, D-Day.
D-Day?
D-Day. Mein Führer, the enemy is headed for Berlin, and Steiner could not stop the Soviets.
Ruckroll.
This week on the Final Edition Best of the Year podcast series, Madeleine Albright talks to her cats.
No, I don't believe the president's views about NATO have support on Capitol Hill.
Yes, but Congress itself must take that stand to preserve it. A triumph of morality takes a back seat to a failure of initiative. Please don't quote Spin. Check your facts, dear.
That's this Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Final Edition Podcast Series Radio Broadcast Special Event.
The Final Edition is proud to have in the studio a very special guest. You've probably seen his videos, shared his memes. Now please welcome the YouTube sensation, Pizza Rat.
Yeah, thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here.
So since climbing down those subway steps and over 10 million views, it's been quite a journey for you, Pizza Rat. What have you been doing with yourself these past few years?
Please call me Stan.
Oh, that's your name?
Yeah, well, pretty much all of us rats are named Stan.
That makes sense. After Staten Island.
Yes, of course. However, after doing the lecture circuit for a while, mostly state fairs, I have a lot of cousins on the road, and I began working on a thesis for the Harvard Medical Journal about the effects of genetically modified food on the urban-dwelling rat population.
Fascinating.
And then I did a run of ads for GoDaddy.com.
Your video has sparked off a connection with Armageddon and the apocalypse. Do you have any opinion on that?
Yes. I find it very interesting how the so-called doomsday culture has embraced me as a symbol for the end times. Yet I always felt that my connection with that piece of pizza was more about the cyclical nature of life, sort of the yin and the yang. Like Kierkegaard said, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forward.
Well said. And where do you stand politically?
I try to stay pretty apolitical. Most of us rats do. But I will say, since Trump became president, the trash has gotten a lot better.
So you like Trump?
No, I like trash.
Well, thank you for visiting us, Pizza Rat. Pizza Stan, it was very enlightening.
Thanks, dude. Pizza out.
Man on the street.
Burning Man this year was infested with stink bugs. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Wait, you could see the bugs too?
Hey, maybe we smell bad to them.
I don't know why they call it Burning Man, because there's this guy every year that goes there and he tries to take a piss and he said, I'm Burning Man!
The stink bugs at Burning Man. They have a new CD out?
Hope it's not hot there.
Changes the old expression, one in the pink, two in the stink bugs.
I vote for the stink bugs.
Hey ladies, there are no stink bugs in my trailer.
I, for one, would like to change the entire event's name to Burning Person.
I guess the bugs were attracted by the lights. Kind of like teenagers. Attracted to the lights. I don't like kids.
Just as long as nobody there is doing any drugs.
Oh, mittens. Here, kitty kitty. Here, kitty kitty. Oh, darn.
Sick of wasting money on toys your cat couldn't care less about? Is Mittens tired of the same old feather on a string or fake mouse? Searching for something that can entertain your cat for hours and hours? Well, look no further. With Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, your cat will never be bored again.
Hi, I'm Ed, CEO of Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys. God, I don't even know where to begin with this one. Basically, it's just a human spine.
That's right. You and your cat will enjoy endless hours of action because Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys literally replicate the mesmerizing movement of hidden prey.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's Human Vertebrae
Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
But don't just take it from Ed, whose real name is Joe. Listen to what one of our customers has to say.
What I love about it is the convenience. Just take it straight out of the box, and it's ready to go.
Yeah, like I said, basically it's just a human spine. Guess there's something about the human spine that really gets cats going.
Assembled in the good old U.S. of A. with American parts,
Only Joe's human vertebrae cat toys are literally made from reclaimed medical school recyclables.
Yeah, so really, it's all legal.
Ever since Daddy died, Whittle Mittens hasn't played at all. But now, with the Joe's human vertebrae cat toy, it's almost like he's here again, with us.
Uh-huh.
Like he's playing with Mittens.
Look, that's not your dad, okay? You think I'd do something like that? Come on. Pull it together. Pull it together. Calm the fuck down.
Ask for them by name. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys are made in a facility that processes nuts.
Take it from me. The world is a sewer, and we're all just pieces of crap stuck in the hair trap of life.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's Human.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's
Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
And now, the continuing adventures of Captain Bobo, Space Bear. When we last left our heroes, they had been captured and were being brought before Bear Sheba, Queen of the Warrior Women of Venus. And now, episode number 17, In the Lair of the White Bear.
Captain Bobo, these earthquakes we observed will tear Venus apart if we don't stop them. Bear Sheba must be behind them.
Silence, men! I am Kali, High Priestess of Bear Sheba. You will address our queen when you speak. What business have men before our proud ruler?
Your Majesty, Captain Bobo is right. You must stop whatever you're doing to the planet's core, or you'll destroy it.
Bear Sheba has spoken. Our people are not responsible for these earthquakes. But any man who takes an audience with our queen must pay the penalty of death. Such is our law.
Captain, of course Bear Sheba is incredibly attractive for a bear. But this is no time for romance.
Archers! Take aim at the intruders! Hold fire! Bear Sheba demands a private audience with Captain Bobo.
Great. This might be our only chance, sir. Try and get more information. Oh no! It's another tremor! The planet's tearing itself apart!
No.
Oh. Oh, they're doing it, aren't they? We should go look into those earthquakes then, right?
Yeah, that'll be a while.
Can Lieutenant Horatio and High Priestess Kali find the source of these grisly tremors? Will Captain Bobo's legendary diplomacy consummate another interplanetary union? Or will the old saying prove true, that bear men are from Mars, but bear women are from Venus? Find out next week on The Adventures of Captain Bobo, Space Bear!
My cat is sick, I don't have any money.
So that was all written by Barry Lank, Jim Earle, Ben Kirshner, Joe Davis, Jeff Hendrick, and Abby Parker. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Samantha Gerwitz, Keith Saltojanes, Nico Dapron, Gil Barron, Bridget Fitzgerald, Steve Rosenfield, Anne Tuchel, Kevin Janis, Darby Worley, and Matt Wilkie. Most of it was engineered by Barry Lank, except one sketch, which was engineered by Greg Russ. I'll let you figure out which one. Lots of music by Kevin MacLeod, as well as the Clutter Family, which is what's playing behind me right now. Good night. My grandma never lied.